When and where were you born?
I was born in Hamtramck, Michigan in 1960.
Okay, what were your parents' names?
My parents are still living. Their names are John and Lil.
What are the names of your brothers and sisters?
My brothers and sisters, I have many, Mike. Okay, I'll start from the oldest. I am the youngest. I have a sister, Kathy, a brother, Larry, a sister, Chris, a sister, Mary, another sister named Mary, but her middle name is Donna, so we call her Donna, a brother, Mark, John, Larry, and my name is Bobby.
Yep, Bobby Behringer.
There you go.
What did your parents do for a living?
Well, that's right. My parents are both retired, Mike. My mom was a high school counselor in Detroit Public Schools, and my dad, he was a supervisor for the Parks and Recreation of the City of Detroit.
Where did you go to school?
Where did I go to school, Mike? Great school. I went to a school called Transfiguration, 1st through 8th. Went to a Catholic high school, 9 through 12. And then I went to Northern Michigan University for my bachelor's degree in health ed.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my master's in exercise physiology, and I was working with you.
Okay. What special memories do you have about growing up in this area?
Well, I didn't grow up here in Marquette, but I've lived here for 13 years. And probably the most special memory I have of Marquette is when I was in college. There was so much snow, we got snowed in our dorms, and we got the day off at Northern, which was kind of unusual. There was snow up to the doors, so that was great.
What kinds of things did you and your friends do for NK when you were teenagers?
Oh, Mike, I don't know if you want to know that. This is a school project, right?
Yeah.
What kind of things did we do for fun? We played a lot of basketball all winter long. In the summer, we played tennis and softball, so we were big into sports activities.
Where did the kids like you hang out in town when you were a teenager?
We hung out at the gym. We were big, like, you know, just like you enjoy athletics, Mike?
Yeah.
Friends I hung around with, they liked the same things.
How old were you when you found your first job, and where did you work?
My first job. Actually, my first job was in a grocery store, and I worked as a cashier for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. What types of duties did you perform on your first job?
Well, I was, like I said, groceries. I sold groceries, so I had to, ring up people's items and bag them for them.
What stands out most in your mind about your first job?
Actually, it led me to my second job because my boss got hurt his back, and so I started meat cutting. He taught me how to cut meat, and I did that for 9 years.
How many total years did you work in your lifetime?
Let's see. Oh, do I have to answer this, Mike? 12 years.
12 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. During your lifetime, where were you employed, to be honest?
Actually cutting meat, because I cut meat all the way through college.
Mm-hmm.
So it helped me get through school.
Yep. How or why did you choose this career?
The career here at the hospital in physical therapy?
Yes.
I was always interested in working with people who had physical problems, and not only athletes, but, you know, the general population. So I love to work with people.
In as many detail as possible, please describe the main duties of this job.
A few details?
Yeah.
Well, I work along with a physical therapist. I'm an exercise physiologist. And what we do is we analyze your gait, your walking skills,
mm-hmm.
and then I confer with them, and we determine what areas of weakness and strengths you have, and then we go from there and figure out what types of activities of daily living you're going to do and what physical assists you're going to need. And we focus your activities in therapy, based on those things. We want to help you and strengthen areas of muscular endurance and muscular strength.
This job required any special training.
Yes, it did. You had to have a bachelor's degree first, and mine was in health ed, and then I had to go around 2 more years for a master's in exercise phys.
What special equipment or clothing did this job require?
What's that, Mike?
Special clothes, like clothes. Like you wear it right now, and you need special clothes for therapy.
Right.
You can't wear jeans.
That's right. We have to dress according to code and present ourselves as professionals, but we also have to be comfortable because we do so many physical type activities.
Did this job have any special rules or regulations to follow?
Oh, definitely. I think, Mike, you probably know the rules and regulations better than I do.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, we have to be here on a certain time. We have to have a certain patient load and make sure that we give quality of care and confer with other therapists and the physician and the family to make sure that you get everything you need.
Was this the most rewarding part of your career?
The most rewarding part of my career is like things like this, Mike. You know, watching you get better and, you know, watching somebody like you go through a hard time and rise above it and have such a good attitude. Those kind of things make me want to come back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. What was the most challenging or difficult part of your job?
Probably the most challenging part is helping people get through the worst time of their life.
Yeah.
You know, and being with them and sharing that pain and sharing their success when they get better.
How did the duties of your job change over the years?
Actually, the increased responsibility, where, you know, you were more involved and you learned more as you went, and involved in more programs. Like right now, I not only work here on rehab, Mike, but I'm working on a wellness program for the employees.
Mm-hmm. Did any of your family members work for the same career?
Actually, no. No, my family works more in education, teaching, counseling, those kind of areas.
Did your job put you in any dangerous situations?
No, not as of yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, except when you get mad at me, Mike. You know, I gotta watch out.
Please describe what your coworkers are like.
Well, my coworkers are great. I think we have a kind of a special crew here, Mike. We use humor a lot of times because you know, there's a lot of stress involved in physical problems, and I think the biggest upper is that we really support each other and try to keep up good morale.
Could you describe interesting or humorous events that happened during your career?
Well, let's see, Mike, do we have any?
No, I don't think so.
We don't have anything humorous that's happened? We're laughing every day?
Yeah. Laugh every day.
Yeah, we do. We pull jokes on each other.
What are your biggest responsibilities on this job?
Responsibilities is patient care, making sure that what we're doing is done in a safe manner. So that's probably a big responsibility.
Did you receive any special awards from your employer, and were you recognized in any way for your job performance?
Yes, each year you get a merit evaluation, and based on your performance, you get a certain amount of a certain raise. And I've been fortunate enough to, you know, get everything I can that's available to us.
What have been your favorite hobbies or leisure activities?
Bugging Mike and quizzing him on basketball statistics and then the basic sports that we already kind of mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And playing guitar, collecting basketball cards.
Have you been involved in any clubs, organizations, or sports, leagues? If so, please describe them. What special moments stand out about you, this aspect of your life?
Well, Mike, I belonged on many types of sports teams, most recently a softball team. Memorable part of that, slid into second base and tore my pants.
Yeah. Okay. In closing, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Do I have anything else? Yes, I do, Mike. I think you presented yourself well and made the questions real clear for me in this interview. And I just want to know, whoever is listening to this, that Mike has been an outstanding member here at Marquette General Rehab.
Well, I'm the only one going to be listening to it.
Then that's okay. You need
I
to hear this.
I got it.
I was very happy to participate in this interview.
Yep.
And I think you did a great job.
Bye.